He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Happy January 2017 to you and to all that are listening in. This is He Said, She Said, SNU. What's cooking?
What's cooking? Well, it's a new year and it's a new you, 2017, and there's so much talk about getting well and fit and healthy, and it's all over the newspapers, it's all over the TV, it's all over Facebook. So why don't we just do something every single day? And I've done this before, everyday healthy salad dressing, right?
It's a winner.
It certainly is a winner. But there's so many things that you can do with this salad dressing. It's not just for salad. You can use it as a marinade. You can use it as a dip. And you can use it as a salad dressing. But you can also mix and match it up. You can add different things to it to make it your own. But it really is time to get down to business and eat more salad. I mean, come on, let's get with the program. You need to eat raw food. Now, not everybody likes the same types of salad, so mix it up. Have some fun with it. Get creative. And you know, even though you might not like something right now, you might acquire a taste for it. And the beauty about eating raw, crunchy food is that you actually chew. You're chewing your food, and it's good for your jaw. It's good for the brain. It's good for the taste buds and good for the digestive system. And chew, chew, chew. What do they say? Drink your food and chew your liquids?
That's right. Or you could also say Fletcherize. This guy named Fletcher way back in the 1800s. His idea was that you got to chew each mouthful of food 38 times before you swallow it.
Well, what happens is, bad, you and me, we sit in front of our TV and we watch our program while we're eating our salad. And it's so crunchy. I said, turn the TV up because I can't hear it because I'm crunching so loud. Turn it up. I can't hear. Do you know I do that all the time, right? When I'm crunching on my salad.
Yeah, I know what you're saying because it's the same for me too.
That's a good thing. With the everyday healthy salad dressing, and the reason we call it everyday healthy salad dressing is because every day you should be eating a healthy salad. Every single day of your life. There's no cheating. Just every day get that raw salad into your body. And it not only tastes good, but it acts as a natural tissue cleanser with numerous inherent healing properties to boot. The everyday healthy salad dressing really is a vital component to your everyday good nutrition. And every day you should be having good nutrition. It's just pretty simple stuff. As Stephen Hawking says, simple and elegant. So it's really therapeutic and beneficial for your health. It acts as a digestive enzyme in the body, and it really does ward off disease because it's not just the salad dressing, but it's also eating the raw foods. All extra virgin olive oils are unrefined. So make sure that when you're using this, don't cook with it, this particular olive oil that you're going to use for your salads or any other unrefined organic oil that you use for your salad. Keep it in the fridge and don't use it for cooking. Like I have avocado oil, a really nice organic avocado oil, which is awesome. However, I use that on my face instead of on my salads. But anyway, there's lemons. Fresh lemon that you're going to be using. And these lemons are a great source of vitamin C, and they have a lot of antioxidants. The Dijon mustard has a lot of minerals such as phosphorus and calcium and magnesium, potassium, selenium. So all of these things that you're putting into your salad dressing are healthy. So it's not just the salad, it's the dressing, right?
Well, just a comment on the avocado oil on the face. Here's a good standard. Ladies, regarding your cosmetics, if you can't eat them right out of the jar, then don't use them. And
oh,
there you go.
Yeah, okay,
that's my standard. You know, like long before the age of drug pharmacology and the processing and refining of all this stuff, women did use cosmetics, but they were derived from plants and seed oils and fruits, and they were able to reduce and distill them naturally without destroying them and retain all the vital activities. They could literally eat it, but they didn't eat it like you are saying, the avocado. So that's a great standard because you can take a papaya or an avocado. I believe you can get more benefit by putting that directly on your face than any cosmetic you can buy in a drugstore.
Oh, exactly. So you're taking it internally and you're also using it topically. Cucumbers on your eyes, whatever. Okay, so very good. The original everyday healthy salad dressing, this is the base. Let's just say you have a nice screw top glass jar. That's what I would put it in, but it's got to be tightly closed and it can keep up to a week in the refrigerator. However, if you're using it every day as a dip, as a salad dressing, as a marinade, or just to put something on top of your meat, fish, or chicken, it's not going to last a whole week, but it will last up to a week if it's stored properly. One part or half a cup of extra virgin oil, one part, a half a cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice, one tablespoon of really good Dijon mustard, and a bulb of garlic. Yes, you heard me right. A bulb of garlic. One bulb, not one clove. Excuse me, you heard me right. Because I do get people emailing me and going, is that right? Did you make that? Was that whole bulb of garlic? So what we do is we take that whole bulb of garlic and I don't even peel it. And what I do is get a grater and I grate it. And it comes out so beautifully and fine. And I add everything together and I shake it all up and away I go. Now, you like yours more lemony, I like mine more oily, right? So you have to make it to your own standard. Some people like their dressing really super tart, which I don't, but Corey does. Now, shake it all up and put it into the refrigerator and leave it there. Now, if you are going to serve it, I would take it out of the refrigerator and let it get to room temperature. I think that's always a good idea. Now, as I said, you can use different types of oils. You can use a balsamic vinegar instead of the lemon. You can use an apple cider instead of lemon. So that change it up the way you like it. From that recipe, you can make tahini dressing, you can make a honey mustard dressing, and you can make a papaya seed dressing. You can make an avocado dressing. There's a million things that you can, well, maybe not a million, slightly exaggeration, but there's many, many different variations that you can use with this very simple base. So just get creative and every day get healthy.
For recipes online, get to CoreyHawley.com, click articles, look for recipes, and you'll find dozens and dozens of salad ideas. You can get some fantastic ideas. Get a variety of color in your salads. Always work principally with deep green. You know, get that kale in there and that nice organic leafy lettuce that has become so popular now. So, you know, make that salad and its oil a priority and you won't regret it. Anything else, Trace?
That's it. That's all. There ain't no more.
Okay, excellent. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Adam Davidson. Dr. Adam Davidson is an ER physician based out of Lions Gate Hospital in North Vancouver and a clinical assistant professor with the UBC Faculty of Medicine. That's the University of British Columbia. He's an avid skier and biker, and he works as a mountain doctor at Whistler Blackcomb in the winter. So working in an overcrowded ER showed Adam how just a small investment in prevention and well-being can make a huge difference in our overall health and healthcare system. Now, this inspired him to start Mainline Sports and Wellness. It's a cutting-edge company that provides tailor-made, mobile IV vitamin therapy for groups and sports events. And I was fortunate at the Superhuman Summit in October to meet him, and he's such a nice guy for a doctor. Don't take that wrong, but he wasn't stuffy, he wasn't fluffy, but he was just a really, really nice man. And I tried the intravenous, and I was just coming off of a trip, that, like a long haul, a 9-hour flight from the Netherlands with no sleep. And then we came to Vernon, and then we turned around, and then we went to Vancouver, and you had the lecture. Well, I was vibrating. I was so tired. I hadn't slept. And I said, I'm going to do the intravenous, the recovery one I did, with a lot of electrolytes in it. And I'll tell you, I mean, I wasn't jumping up and down and wanted to dance, but I could really feel like I was recovering. It was wonderful. It was magnificent.
Intravenous therapy is just a step above taking vitamins. Now, vitamin therapy is excellent. You know, of course, we take them faithfully and routinely. But compared to IV, direct mainline, right into the veins, there's just no comparison. So that is why physicians that are in the right mode of thinking are using this kind of therapy. Now, he's providing this, which is a wonderful service, because how many doctors make house calls these days?
Yeah.
This guy makes house calls. He comes to your apartment, your house, wherever you are. I'm sure he goes to hospitals. But for athletes, post-competition, pre-competition, I mean, what a perfect idea just to bombard and flood your entire biochemistry with a landslide of performance-related nutrients that are all depleted through the competition because of the stress.
He said the largest application for is recovery for the athletes, Ironman competitors who are able to function quickly after a competition. He says if you do the IV before your competition, does that mean it's going to give you greater stamina, or you're going to win the competition over the other guy? Not necessarily so. Basically, it's about recovery, so that if you had to do it again the next day or a couple of days later, you have the stamina and you're recovered to be able to do it again. Because that must take a toll on people, those a lot of high-end athletic performances. However, he said that he had a lot of resistance from his peers when he started to do this mobile IV mainline business.
There's nobody in the history of the world who's come up with a fantastic, great idea ahead of everyone else that hasn't experienced resistance. Nobody.
Yes.
There's no exception to that rule. So that's one of the things you look for that sort of gives you some clues as to whether or not it's efficacious and useful. Is there a lot of resistance against it? Why? What is the motive to resist something that with evidence and support and obvious value, why would anyone resist it? Well, it's because they stand to lose and they're not really committed to the advancement of the human race. They're more committed to their own pocketbook and protecting their own interests, in spite of knowing that this opposing idea concept is superior in terms of providing health benefits to people. That's the problem. That's been my frustration my whole life.
Well, thinking outside the box is a tough one for a lot of people. They like to do the same thing all the time. It's working. Let's not change it. And then you get this odd little maverick or rebel guy and says, well, let's do it this way. But what got to him was working in the ER room. Can you imagine working in ER and what you see? I mean, I have some nurse friends here, and they tell me some of the things that they see in the ER. And they are totally exhausted. I should tell them about this mainline. He said that's how he got into it. He says it became to fruition as he was grinding out at work in this busy ER, and his mood was being effective. And he thought, it's all about prevention here. I have to prevent being sick and getting aggravated and going home and being upset. So what am I going to do? So this is where the IV came in. And what else is interesting, he said a lot of the things that he sees in the ER are preventable. So that's prevention is the key. And one of the things that I think is very interesting is like the firemen. They are all about prevention of fire. And this is what we should think about. Think of ourselves as firemen. Prevention. We got to get rid of the fire in our body, which is inflammation, and do whatever it takes to prevent whatever it is a predisposition to whatever it may be. So think of yourself as a fireman. I think that's a good analogy. But
it's a great analogy, because firemen are also super fit. They work at getting fit to do the work, which I think that everyone who applies for a job should have to pass through a minimum standard of a fitness assessment before they get hired. Anyway, go on.
Exactly. Anyway, he does offer different formulas. But, one is a basic building blocks with basic vitamins. And another one for the athletes in particular, he would add magnesium and zinc. And it's very hydrating and assists in the recovery. But, he says through being an ER doctor, he sees a lot of people who are ill and sick and just like really don't take care of themselves and accidents and things that are preventable. He says, whatever it is that you want to do, he says, don't wait. Don't have any regrets. Just go and do it. Do whatever you want to do in your life. If you want to run a marathon, if you want to do a dance competition, if you want to do a bodybuilder, whatever it is that you want to learn or do, do it now. And that's it. And thank you, Dr. Adam. It was a pleasure to meet you, and I'm glad that we got you on Sports Nutrition Update.
Right on. So what's your hot topic?
Okay, my hot topic is New Year's detox mania. And I'm sure I'm going to ruffle a few feathers by having this conversation. It has taken me quite a few years to get to the point where I'm at in my life. But like everything, as I said earlier in this, he said, she said, was about, you know, the TV advertisements on Facebook. Your friends are talking about it. We read in magazines, in the newspapers, New Year, New You, detox, detox, detox. Well, if you're doing the everyday healthy salad dressing, that's a detox. If you are eating a whole food diet, fresh juicing, drinking water, eating raw vegetables and fruits, eating high-quality proteins, supplementing your diet with vitamins and good fats, then why do you need to detox? Why would you eat a bunch of freaking garbage over the holidays? Because it's the holidays? Is that why? Because it's the holidays. I'm going to binge. And a lot of people do. I see people shoveling shit in their mouth. And it's like, are you kidding me? And then a week or two later, after the holidays, everybody's sick. And it's like, well, hello, I saw you shoveling it in. You know, I just don't get it. We went to a party. And thank goodness it was a cocktail party after dinner. Cocktail party. It was like, okay, so we had our big meal, and then we brought our, you brought your beer, I brought my wine, and all they had to eat was cheesies and those bugles, and they had chips, and they had all that other stuff like that. That was what they offered people, and I'm going, and people were shoveling it in, and it's like, wow, I'm so far beyond that now. I mean, many, many moons ago when I was a teenager in my 20s, I used to binge on that stuff, but I was sick all the time. But I just go, wow, man. And then you wonder why you need to detox. But you, if you live a lifestyle where you are doing what you need to do every day, then there's no such word as detox. You're detoxing every day. Your body is eliminating everything that you need to eliminate, right?
Well,
Dr.
The physiological effect or process of removing toxic substances from inside our body, what organ do you think is primarily involved with that process? One of the four vital, it's not your brain, it's not your heart, it's not your kidneys, it is your liver. The liver is principally involved with the removal of toxins. Now, the thing that most people don't understand is that eating this crud they call food is liver destructive. So imagine if you've got millions of cells, probably billions in the liver, actually. It's a large organ. Billions of cells, they're called hepatocytes, that are being damaged. So you damage. And then when you overload the system, the liver literally cannot do its work. It can't process. So that is what leads to the infection and all of these unknown states of illness that people experience. But it goes back in time. You were talking about prevention, right? So to prevent the onslaught of this damage, you minimize the damage. And the way that you minimize the damage, as you know, is you maximize focus on health and life and understand what it takes to be well.
Now, I mean, I'm 58 years old, and it's taken me, I'd say, 28 years to get to this point. But I'm dealing, we're talking about people who are our age and older who are eating like this, right? I mean, you'd think they would have learned by now. I can see, like, you know, young kids and teenagers and young adults doing this. But I mean, we're talking about our age group still grinding out on that stuff. And it's like, and they've all know us. They've all talked to us. They've all got major health problems, yet they still continue to do it. And that's okay. I don't care. I really don't care, because I know for me, it's a full-time job for me to stay well and healthy. It's a full-time job. And that's my main focus in life, is I need to stay well and healthy, because if I'm not well and healthy, then what good am I? What good am I to anything or anybody? I'm no good to myself even. All I'm sitting there is sick. I mean, now, we do get ill on occasion, because we're only human. But how fast do you recover? Is speedy recovery is a sign of good health. So we all fall ill. But do you have an illness that hangs on, and then you get the flu, and then you get a bad cold, and then you get this ache and pain? It just goes on and on and on. Well, then you got to rethink, you know, what you're putting in is what you're going to get out of it, right? Hey, that's a good one. What you put in is what you get out of it. Hey.
Absolutely, yeah. I also want to state this too, that the fire inside the body that burns up the waste, that is magnified through intense, gut-wrenching workouts. Okay? So when you push it, not lightly, but with great difficulty, and you challenge yourself in your workouts, you run, you sprint, you swim, and when you do it, you push and you burn. Now, when you burn, you feel that lactic acid burn? What you're doing is creating an environment that is destructive to the pathogens. So it's not just the food, it's the training, and that's why they go hand in hand. Consequently, that is why we have such a thing as holistic sports nutrition. The bridge between nutrition and training has got to be gapped, and it's driven by the human mind.
So at CHI, we believe that you should detox every day of your life. And that's all she wrote.
Great. And so what is, for this January 2017, your final word?
My final word is by Bernard Baruch. Be who you are and say what you feel. Because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind.